I'm Tanya Snuggs.
That's your latest news headlines. More news for you in an hour's time. Welcome along to the show. Simon Temby here with you this Monday afternoon. Lots of great stuff on the way for you. We'll take a look and see what happened on this day in musical history. We've got the link, four songs in a row, one word in the title, linking them together. Some bizarre stories from the past week's news. And in the second hour, songs that were top of the UK singles charts on this day. Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. First, though, to a great song from Elton John, Crocodile Rock. And then we'll see what's happening with the weather for the week ahead. Hopefully, a decent one. I've heard that the weather is set to stay pretty nice. Well, you know, wait and see. I remember when Rock was young. Me and Susie had so much fun. Holding hands and skimming stones. Had an old gold Chevy and a place of my own. But the biggest kick I ever got was doing a thing called the Crocodile Rock. While the other kids were rocking round the clock, we were hopping and bopping to the Crocodile Rock. Well, Crocodile Rock, a song to shout and when your feet just can't keep still. I never knew me a better time. I guess I never will. That's Elton John and Crocodile Rock. Let's see what the weather has in store for us. Well, mostly cloudy at first, especially across the hills, but bright and sunny spells are developing now, leading to a warm and pleasant afternoon. Light winds, maximum temperature of 20 degrees Celsius. Tuesday through to Thursday, dry with plenty of sunshine each day. Temperatures increasing to become warm or very warm. Generally light winds, although easterly breezes from midweek will bring some cooler temperatures towards the coastal areas, but decent inland. So Acti today, high of 19 and a low of 7. Very sunny tomorrow, sunny with light winds. A maximum temperature of 22 degrees tomorrow. Similar situation Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. A bit more cloud around on Saturday and Sunday, but still not too bad over the weekend as well. So, yeah, the weather is not bad at all, really. Did you know that there was a time where women weren't allowed into the magic circle? But one woman managed to trick her way in there. Back in 1991, Sophie Lloyd pulled off the ultimate illusion, tricking the magic circle into thinking that she was a man. But over 30 years after being unceremoniously kicked out, the circle has tracked down the former actress to apologise and reinstate her membership. She told Sky News that returning feels like the society has made good on something that was wrong. But how did she manage to do it? Well, basically, she wore fillers inside her mouth to bring down her jaw. She wore gloves on her hands, which made things like sleight of hand a bit difficult, but it sort of hid her feminine hands. And when she had to speak, she pretended that she had laryngitis. In fact, her examiner invited her out for a drink with her manager, and she just had pretended that she couldn't speak properly for the entire time, unfortunately. But yeah, it was her and her manager's decision to try and do this. And just months after she did it, the Magic Circle decided that they would allow women in who previously they'd thought couldn't keep secrets. Apparently, women can't keep secrets is what they thought back then. But after they let women into the Magic Circle, she basically came out to them and said, well, actually, I'm a woman. And instead of allowing her in, they banned her for 30 years. But she's back in there now. They've apologised to her. And she's now a Magic Circle magician once again. How times have changed, eh? Sadly, her mentor is no longer with us and hasn't been able to see this happen. But they've honoured her as well, which is nice to know. And this is Cher, and I hope you find it, Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
These clouds aren't going nowhere, darling. Rain keeps coming down. I just thought I'd try to call you. For you got too far. You get this message that I'm leaving for you. 'Cause I'd hate that you left without hearing the words that I needed you to. And I hope you find it, what you're looking for. I hope it's everything you dreamed your life could be, and so much more. Wherever you are, I wanted you to know that, and nothing's gonna change that. I hope you find it. Am I supposed to hang around and wait forever? Last words that I said, but that was nothing but a broken heart talking, darling. You know it wasn't what I meant. Call me up, let me know that you got this message that I'm leaving for you. 'Cause I'd hate that you left without hearing the words that I needed you to. And I hope you find it, what you're looking for. I hope it's everything you dreamed your life could be, and so much more. And I hope you're happy wherever you are. I wanted you to know that, and nothing's gonna change that. I hope you find it. What you're looking for. I hope it's everything you dreamed your life could be, and so much more. And I hope you're happy wherever you are. I wanted you to know that, and nothing's gonna change that.
Bedside entertainment system, speakers around the hospitals, online, and DAB digital radio. When we say we play the best music, this is what we mean.
Open Gangnam Style.
This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Simon Temby on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Time for the link. Four songs in a row, one word in the title, is what links them together. All four of them have this word. What do you reckon it is? All you got to do is try and work it out. Dead easy. First song takes us back to the 1970s to Gonzalez. Haven't Stopped Dancing Yet. Another three songs on the way to help you work it out. The first song in today's link, Gonzalez, and I Haven't Stopped Dancing Yet. Here comes song number two. We're sticking with the 1970s and the Nolans. I'm in the Mood for Dancing. And I'm guessing you've worked out what the word is already, but if you haven't, don't worry. Another two songs on the way to help you work it out. From Bruce Springsteen and Top Loader. Any clues there? That's what you think.
Come on and hold me tight, dancing.
Nolings, and I'm in the mood for dancing. So the boss himself is here now with song number three, Dancing in the Dark. What is the word that links these songs together? One more on the way for you from Top Loader after this.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. Man, I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Kiss the wine, it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up alright. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast starting tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a love. You can't start a fire. Sitting round crying over a broken heart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. You can't start a fire. Worried about your little world falling apart. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing.
Bruce Springsteen and Dancing in the Dark. So let's get our fourth and final song then. It's from Top Loader, Dancing in the Moonlight. You couldn't move for this song when it first came out in the late 90s, early 2000s. It was everywhere. This is your last chance to work out what the linking word is. What do you reckon?
We get it almost every night when that moon is big and bright. It's a supernatural dream. Everybody
Making small, simple changes can make a big difference, especially when it comes to your weight. Download the free NHS weight loss app. Better health. Let's do this.
Simon Temby on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Let's have a look then and see what our linking word was this afternoon. First song from Gonzalez, I Haven't Stopped Dancing Yet, followed by the Nolans, I'm in the Mood for Dancing. Then we had Dancing in the Dark from Bruce Springsteen, and the last one, Dancing in the Moonlight from Top Loader, meaning the word I was after, was obviously dancing. So well done to you if you got it right. Time now though to have a look and see what happened on this day in musical history. It's the 28th of April 2025 today, and this was the day 2 years ago, back in 2023, Ed Sheeran sang and played guitar to a New York jury at a civil trial that would decide whether he copied Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. For roughly an hour, Sheeran described his entire musical career and performed parts of the song in question, thinking out loud. Heirs of Gaye's co-writer were claiming that he stole elements of the chart-topping hit. Sheeran also reportedly told the packed courtroom, "I'm not the world's most talented guitar player." And Sheeran later won the case. In 2014, Paul Simon and his wife Edie Breckel appeared in court after being arrested over a domestic dispute. The arrest came after a caller from the singer's home phoned the emergency services and then hung up. Simon told a Superior Court judge in Newark in Connecticut that he had a rare argument with his wife on the Saturday night at their home and they were now fine. In 2013, Emily Sandé set a new record for the most consecutive weeks on the UK's official album chart top 10 of any debut album. Our Version of Events was released in February of 2012 and went on to become the biggest selling album of that year. The album hadn't dropped out of the top 10 since its release and had been the UK's official album charts for 63 weeks. The 26-year-old singer had overtaken the Beatles, who'd previously held the record. And this was a very popular track from the album. This is Emily Sandé and Next to Me. We'll see what else happened on this day in music after this. Emily Sandé, and next to me. So moving on then with our look at On This Day in Musical History. In 2009, a TV commercial for insurance featuring Iggy Pop was ruled as misleading by the Advertising Standards Authority. In the advert, the singer was seen exclaiming that he had insurance with Swift Cover, but the company didn't cover musicians at the time of the ad being shown. A Swift Cover has since started to offer policies to musicians and stated that Mr. Pop would continue to endorse the company. In 2006, ABBA star Björn Ulvaeus was accused of avoiding paying 87 million Swedish krona, or around £6.5 million, in taxes on the band's hit songs and musicals. The Swedish government were demanding that he repaid the money. ABBA sold over 370 million records, and he also co-wrote the musical Mamma Mia. In 2003, Apple launched the iTunes Store, the first wildly successful illegal music download service. Available only to Mac users at first, the store let US-based customers download the music they wanted for just 99 cents a song without subscription fees. Apple also offered groundbreaking personal use rights, including burning songs onto an unlimited number of CDs for personal use and playing songs on up to three Macintosh computers. And of course, it expanded to PCs and everyone had it back in the early 2000s. In 78, the movie FM, about a radio station with a motley crew of DJs, was released in the US. Linda Ronstadt, Jimmy Buffett and REO Speedwagon all appeared in the film. The theme song for the movie, Steely Dan's FM No Static At All, won engineer Al Smith and Roger Nichols the 1979 Grammy Award for Best Engineered Recording. And in 1973, David Bowie released Starman as a single in the UK, which became his first hit since 1969's Space Oddity, 3 years before. The song was a late addition to the album The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and Spiders from Mars, included at the insistence of RCA's Dennis Katz, who'd heard a demo and loved the track, believing it would make a great single. The lyrics describe Ziggy Stardust bringing a message of hope to Earth's youth through the radio, salvation by the alien Starman.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, like a solo set. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade, came back like a slow voice on a wave of fade. That one, no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time. Here's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a
Come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a star.
David Bowie and Starman. So let's move on and see which famous musicians were born on this day. Happy 32nd birthday to Tom Ogden, born back in 1993. He's an English singer and guitarist, best known as the frontman of the indie pop band Blossoms. Their self-titled debut studio album peaked at number one on the UK charts back in August of 2016. English singer Misha Paris is 56 today, born back in 1969. My One Temptation was a number seven hit in the UK charts for her back in 1988. American musician Chuck Leavell, who was a member of the Allman Brothers, is 73 years old today, born in 52. He was there for the height of the band's popularity in the 70s, and he's the longtime keyboardist and musical director with the Rolling Stones. He's also toured and recorded with Eric Clapton, George Harrison, David Gilmour, and John Mayer. And in 1968, Howard Donald was born. He's 57 years old today. He's in Take That, their number one single Back for Good, and seven other UK number one singles for them back in the 90s. They've also had number one since then as well, because they reformed back in 2006 for a sold-out European tour, topped the UK singles and album charts simultaneously for the first time ever in their career when they released Patience back in 2006 and the album Beautiful World.
Just have a little patience. Still hanging from a love I lost. I'm feeling your frustration. But any minute all the pain will stop. Just hold me close inside your arms tonight. Don't be too hard on my emotions, 'cause I need time. My heart is numb, has no feeling, so while I'm still healing, just try. I really want to start over again. I know you want to be my salvation, the one that I can always depend. I'll try to be strong, believe me, I'm trying.
Have a little patience. Happy Hour.
Hi, I'm Craig Robinson. Join me this Thursday evening from 7 p.m. right here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio for the Happy Hour. I'll be bringing you an hour of feel-good tunes, good news stories from around the world. I've got some quirky stories and some heartwarming stories. I'll even bring you some news of what's happening locally and keep you up to date with the world of the CDDFT charity. So that's the Happy Hour this Thursday from 7 p.m. right here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. I guarantee it'll put a smile on your face. See you then.
Simon Temby on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Female Attitude from the 1990s and Flowers. This one came out in the 90s as well, although it's a band who were big in the 60s. They managed to recover a audio tape of John Lennon singing and playing the piano, and they put the song together to release Free as a Bird back in 1996. It's the Beatles. That being released and thinking it was an amazing thing that they had managed to do that. They've done it several times since, recover audio of John Lennon, and in fact they used AI recently to separate the piano from his voice, whereas in that one you can hear the piano. Very clever stuff. Latest news on the way, but first take us up to the news. This is Gwen Stefani and Cure, Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
It's hard to remember how it felt before. Yeah.
the hour, every hour. This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio News.
From the Sky News Centre at 1. Breaking news. Russia has declared a four-day ceasefire in its war in Ukraine. It will take place from midnight next Wednesday to coincide with Russia's 80th anniversary celebrations marking the end of the Second World War in Europe. Speaking before the announcement, Donald Trump had this message for Vladimir Putin.
Well, I want him to stop shooting, sit down and sign a deal. And we have the confines of a deal, I believe. And I want him to sign it and be done with it.
Large parts of Spain and Portugal have been hit by a power outage, with reports some areas of France also appear to be affected. It's understood parts of Madrid underground have been evacuated. A boy aged 15 has admitted the manslaughter of another teenager the same age who was stabbed to death at a school in Sheffield in February. But the defendant, who can't be named, will go on trial in June, accused of the murder of Harvey Wilgoose. The Vatican says an election to choose the Pope's successor, known as a conclave, will begin next Wednesday. Cardinals under the age of 80 will take part. The cost of prescriptions in England have been frozen for the first time in 3 years. The Prime Minister says prices will stay at £9.90 for each medicine. A group nicknamed the Grandpa Robbers are due to go on trial, accused of holding Kim Kardashian at gunpoint. The men are charged with stealing millions of pounds of jewellery from the reality TV star during Paris Fashion Week in 2016. Our reporter Katie Spencer is in the French capital.
At the time, Kim was without security, who'd gone clubbing with her sister. She later recalled hearing noises in the early hours before several men dressed in black police uniforms allegedly burst in, taped her mouth and locked her in the bathroom.
And Liverpool will parade their Premier League trophy on the 26th of May. The victory celebrations will start in the south of the city at Allerton Maze. That's the latest. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
That's your latest news. More in an hour's time. Welcome along to the second half of the show. Simon Temby here with you this Monday afternoon on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. In this hour, we take a look at songs that were top of the UK singles chart, starting with the 1950s and working our way up to today.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Back to the 60s, first of all, to the Bobby Fuller Four. And I Fought the Law. Then we'll head back to the 1950s to our first number one song.
I'm breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law.
Fuller Four and I Four. Follow the Law. So let's get stuck into our number one songs then. We're going to head all the way back to the 1950s to our first one. These are songs that were top of the charts on the 28th of April in decades gone by. This was this artist's first ballad to make it to the top of the charts. Fourth number one in total, though, and 5 weeks at the top of the charts on this day in 59 for Elvis and A Fool Such As I.
Say goodbye. Don't be angry with me. Should I cry? When you're gone, yet I dream a little. Dream that years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I.
Such as I.
Now and then, there's a fool such as I have. Over you, you taught me how to love and how you say that we are good. I'm a fool,
but I love you dear until the day I die.
Now and then, as a fool such as I.
Elvis and A Fool Such As I, our number one song back in 1959. 4 years later, we're into the early 60s and the first of their 17 number ones and the beginning of a phenomenon. Produced by George Martin, first number one for them, 7 weeks at the top of the charts on this day back in 1963 for the fresh-faced Beatles and From Me to You.
Is
Pencils, and From Me to You, our number one song from 1963. Into the 70s then, and these fellas wrote the soundtrack to Saturday Night Fever and relaunched their careers as the Kings of Disco. Third number one in the UK for them, 2 weeks at the top of the charts on this day in 78 for the Bee Gees and Night Fever.
Your kind of music 24 hours a day. This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Serving Bishop Auckland, Darlington, and Barnard Castle. This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. Simon Temby on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
So we're into the 80s now with our look at songs that were top of the UK singles chart on this day. And a new romantic act with lead singer Tony Hadley, who went solo in the 90s, and brothers Martin and Gary Kemp, who became actors. And this was the only number one for them, spending 4 weeks at the top of the charts on this day in 83 for Spandau Ballet and True.
Funny how it seems, always in time, but no. never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
Spandau Ballet and True, our number one song from 1983. We're into the very end of the 1990s now, and an Irish boy band originally managed by Ronan Keating of Boyzone, who went on to emulate the success of their boss's band. This was their first number one song, 2 weeks at the top of the charts on this day in 1999 for Westlife and Swear It Again.
I wanna know who else ever told you I was letting go? The only joy that I have ever known. Girl, the lion. Just look around, and all of the people that we used to know, just giving up, they wanna let it go. But we're still trying. So you should know this love we shared was never made to die. I'm glad we're on this one-way street, just you and I, just you. Some people say that everything has got its place and time. Even the day must give way to the night. But I'm not buying. Cause in your eyes, I see a love that burns internally. And if you see how beautiful you are to me,
Westlife, Swear It Again, our number one song from 1999. 7 years later, and we're into the mid-2000s now, and it's a US duo consisting of music producer Danger Mouse and hip-hop artist CeeLo. This track made chart history, being the first single to get to number one on internet download sales alone. The CD single went on sale in the second week of its run at the top of the charts, and after 9 weeks at the top, the record company deleted it. And of course, nowadays, we don't even have downloads. Everyone streams things rather than downloading music. I'm sure you still can, but yeah, not many do. 9 weeks at the top then, best-selling single of 2006, and number one on this day in that year for Gnarls Barkley and Crazy.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that face. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch.
Charts on this day, 2006, Gnarls Barkley and Crazy. We're getting closer to today's number one song. We're not quite there yet, though. Firstly, to this lady who competed on the fifth season of Canadian Idol back in 2007, placing third. This song became the best-selling single of this year, reaching number one in 18 countries worldwide. And the year in question is 2012, and the lady is Carly Rae Jepsen. This is Call Me Maybe.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I looked to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jeans, skin was showing. Hot night wind was blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you.
My new paddleboard. The last thing I'm taking is my phone, right? Buoyancy aid, fine. But mobile? My whole life's on that phone. Why would I risk losing it in the... Coast Guard! Help!
Okay, help's on its way.
Grab my hand!
Phone. In a waterproof pouch. It's the first thing I pack now.
In an emergency at the coast, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard. And please, respect the water.
Simon Temby on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane a masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. I want you laying me down to the dead and buried, on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found.
Ordinary, that is today's number one song, so we are right up to date with our number ones. Time now then, I think, to take a change in direction and catch the latest Word on Health report.
Promoting health and well-being across South Durham.
Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
This is the Word on Health report with Paul Pennington.
Word on Health.
The stories that matter, the issues that count. Your personal prescription for your very best of health.
The NHS shingles vaccination programme is offered to those of us aged 70 to 79, people aged 50 and over with a severely weakened immune system, and since September 2023, the programme has been gradually expanding to those turning 65 and those of us aged 60 to 64. Recent data indicates that the rates of people taking up this free vaccine is significantly below public health targets. Whilst having the vaccine doesn't guarantee you'll never get shingles, you are far less likely to develop serious complications like post-herpetic neuralgia, persistent nerve pain, which can have a significant impact on your quality of life, as Marianne Nicholson from the Shingles Support Society explains.
Shingles isn't a very important thing on its own. The trouble is, the older you get, or the more unwell you are, the worse it's going to be. In older people particularly, shingles can go away. The blisters heal up and your skin looks fine, but those nerve sensations can be very severe and very painful and aggravating, could go on for a long time. If you are in your 60s, it's going to happen to one in five of the people that get shingles. And if you're over 80, it's likely to happen to one in three of the people that develop shingles.
Marianne, a study published in the British Journal of General Practice reported that participants' understanding of shingles was limited. A common theme was that everyone has heard of it, but no one knows what it is.
Shingles is just the name we give to a recurrence of chickenpox. As a child, you catch chickenpox. The virus then hides away in the nerve junction boxes all the way down your spine, and they sit there. At any point, they could decide to waken up. Now, this tends to be when you're older, but it doesn't have to be. My nephew had it at 13, my niece at 25. When it recurs, it just reactivates in one particular ganglion, and the virus just turns up as a row of chickenpox blisters in a line, usually along a rib or down the side of the face. Those are two very common places, instead of turning up all over the body as they do for chickenpox.
A global study by one of the major pharmaceutical companies revealed that more than half of adults surveyed believed that you can catch shingles. Let's clear that one up.
Since shingles is a recurrence of chickenpox, you can't actually catch shingles. You only catch chickenpox. Anyone who's ever had chickenpox is not going to catch anything off a person who's got shingles. If they've not had chickenpox, the only way they can catch chickenpox off somebody with shingles is by actually rubbing against the sores. So as long as you don't come in physical skin contact with the sores, you won't be catching anything off a person with shingles. And that is one of the myths about shingles.
Do we know what might trigger an onset of shingles?
Things like ill health, fall, a trauma, sometimes a bereavement, an operation, or just plain old age. Shingles is going to vary hugely from one person to the other. The only thing we can say that covers everyone is it's going to be on one side only, and it's going to be in one small region of the body. It usually starts with some sort of nerve sensation, which you can't really pin down to any particular cause. So, for instance, it could feel like a pulled muscle, except that when you think back, you haven't been doing anything that might pull a muscle. Or perhaps a super sensitive or burning skin sensation, perhaps from having been bitten by an insect or touched some sort of a plant to which you might be allergic. The other one, of course, is the itchy tingle under the skin, as though you've got ants running around under your skin. This is because the shingles virus, which has been living in your nerve ganglion, rides the tide of nutrient fluids until it gets to the skin, where it's going to make the blisters. And as it rides the tide of nutrient fluids, it irritates the nerve, and therefore you get these weird little sensations that tell you that it's on its way.
If you suspect you have shingles, are there effective treatments?
For antivirals, needs to be started within 72 hours of noticing the first symptoms. If you've left it more than 3 days, the doctor may give you antiviral therapy, but quite frankly, it's not likely to be very effective in shortening the recurrence.
My grateful thanks to Marianne Nicholson. To find out more and to access the latest edition of our podcast, visit wordonhealth.com. That's wordonhealth.com.
Word on Health. On air and online 52 weeks of the year with Paul Pennington. Word on Health. Your personal prescription for your very best of health.
Simon Temby.
This is the life. Oh, sorry, keep telling me. Until I'm loving you again. You're the reason I believe your love is common sense. Coming home to you, I'm flying over continents. Nothing can compare. I'm not me when you ain't there. I'm down on my knees. I can't tell my soul another white lie.
Sam Ryder and White Lines. Now, a woman has said she was really creeped out when she found bones in her wall. She was renovating a 16th century farmhouse and she just bought it. She's Emmy Brookman, who's 28 years old. She bought the 3-bedroom property with her fiance Norton Johnston. He's a 34-year-old science teacher. And they had to renovate it after finding pink mould on the walls. The couple hand-chiselled off the exterior render themselves after being quoted $17,000 by professionals, but were surprised when they found a bone in the wall. After the initial shock, Emmy discovered bones used to be put in walls to ward off evil during the 16th century. They found 4 bones in total in the exterior and a further 2 inside. And Emmy believes 1 is a human finger bone and the rest are from animals. Now that's pretty creepy if 1 is a finger bone. And the couple also discovered local murderer James Hargreaves lived in the manor house next door but haven't been put off by the history. Emmy, who's co-owner of a homeware business from Barrowford in Lancashire, said, "We were taking the render off and when I was at the front something popped out of the wall. It was very obviously a bone and I was really creeped out. I mean, what do you do when you find a bone in the wall? I mean, that's a fair point to be honest. We found about 4 more in the exterior and we first thought, are we going to find a full body? Emmy bought the 1580s home in February of 2023 for £311,000 after falling in love with its character and quirkiness. The couple had originally thought it just needed some new carpets and paint, but then discovered it needed a lot more work and those pink mould growing on the wall smelled really musty and our paperwork would get soggy," she said. The couple realised the wrong render had been used on the property, which was trapping moisture, and had to chisel it off to get to the old stonework. They started renovating in August of 2024, spending just £300 on hand-chiselling the render off instead of $17,000 that they were quoted. Yep, you see, sometimes you're better off just doing the job yourself. But Emmy and Norton, who's a science teacher, were shocked to discover the bones in their walls, as well as a mystery green bottle filled with ashes and herbs. Emmy said, "We found an article on magic in Kendal and read that they really believed in witches. Apparently they put herbs and bones in their walls to ward them off, as well as the evil spirits." So yeah, if you've got a really old home, 1580s, so 16th century, then yeah, you might have some bones in your wall. Apparently they've put most of the bones back in the wall because they're part of the house, but they're keeping a few of them on display. Let's hope those evil spirits stay away. This is Engelbert Humperdinck.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, quando, quando we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, quando, quando you mean happiness to me. Oh, my love, please tell me when. Can wait a moment more. Tell me, quando, quando, quando say it's me that you adore. And then, darling, tell me when.
singles chart began in 1952, only 179 singles have sold more than 1 million copies. I'm Lindsay McAlone, and you can join me on Friday at 6 o'clock for Million Selling Singles. I'll be looking at songs that never made it to number one, songs that were used for films, and novelty songs. You might just be surprised by some of the songs that have sold a million. So join me every Friday from 6 p.m. on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio for Million Selling Singles.
Simon Temby on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Delta Goodrum and Born to Try. She, of course, placed Nina Tucker in Neighbours back in the 2000s. And someone who was there way before her back in the 1980s was this lady. She was Charlene, and her wedding to Jason Donovan was huge news, getting millions of views. It's Kylie Minogue. Latest national and international news from the Sky News Centre is on the way for you next. And then Richard Smith is here with the A to Z of Pop, and I have it on good authority that he's looking at the letters C and D from the 2000s. So if you like 2000s music, songs and artists beginning with the letters C and D from that era is what he'll be playing. Of course, Paul Baker back to start another week of his classic hits. He's here every weekday between 3 and 5 o'clock on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. And if rock and roll is your thing, then DJ Spinning Rock Boogie has his Moving and Grooving Rock and Roll show tonight from 6 o'clock, so that's always a good listen. Mike Denham has some relaxing, easy listening music, some of those crooners and show tunes and musicals. He'll be live in our Darlington studio from 8 o'clock tonight. And don't forget to join Dennis Duncan once again tomorrow morning for the breakfast show. He'll be here waking you up with the brightest breakfast show across South Durham. At 10 o'clock, of course, it's Andy Lloyd, 10 o'clock every morning, and that is followed tomorrow by the greatest hits of music. James Ross, always very enthusiastic about the songs that he's playing. The greatest hits of music at 12 o'clock tomorrow afternoon here on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio. And Nikki B with the Rewind Chart at 6 o'clock. He's always a good listener as well. Someone else who really enjoys his music. So lots of things to look forward to. Latest national and international news from the Sky News Centre then on the way, and then Richard's here. But take us up to the news. It's Badfinger, and Come and Get It, and I'll be with you again next Monday. Bye now.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Make your mind up fast. If you want it anytime, I can give it. But you better hurry, cause it may not last. Did I hear you say that there must be a catch? Will you walk away from a fool and his money?
Every hour. This is Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio News.